Ah, so you know the story. You know the story, right? Tell your father that story.
My father knows the story.
His father never told. Enjoy the fact that you heard it from me, right?
Now know, okay. Now we know it wasn't his father who said he didn't get all the drugs.
Rosh Hashiva is not here? Is that correct? Not here?
Free
or free.
So we don't have the dog Aloha today? Right. So I'll tell you about the Callis family trip. Okay. I've been waiting for about a week and a half to tell you. Where's Sammy? Not here? Where's Sammy? I don't believe it. Where is he? He'll be here. In 2 minutes he'll be here. Right? I've been waiting for 2 weeks to tell you, you know. And so it was the last day of Ben Azmanim. It was that Thursday, you know, last Thursday. For some of you, Ben Azmanim, the last day was yesterday. But for me, it was last Thursday, okay? And it was one of those days where it just wasn't working out. Callis family trip day wasn't exactly working out. And I was, you know, maybe we'll do this, maybe that. My kids wanted to go to the Hermon. The Hermon, right? And I said to my wife, we're not going. I'll tell you why we're not going. But this is a good insight in life. Don't tell my children I said this because I'll deny it. But it's good to know. You can't raise the bar too high. It's a big insight in life. Don't raise the bar too high on yourself. Certainly not on children. You know, the best Geschmack des Zach in all of Eretz Yisrael to do, right, besides the Kaisel, is the Hermon, right? You can't get more Geschmack. There's nothing, you know, that's it. It doesn't get more Geschmack than that. Snow and, you know, ski lift and whatever. So that means the next thing I'll ever have to do with them, where am I going to go? I'm going to Eilat, right? So the next thing I'm going to have to do, we're going to Prague. That's it. So I can't raise the bar too high. No, it's the biggest set in life. We raise the bar on ourselves too high sometimes, right? You know, you have your own things, like you're trying to find the most geschmack design, right? And then, well, you're not doing yourself a justice, right? If you do that to yourself, then the next tiyul that you're going to have, or the next whatever you're going to have, it's going to have to be more geschmack than that. So it's not, okay. So, you know, it was one of those days you're trying to figure out and whatever. The sefer didn't work. It was like 9 o'clock at night, and you know, it was one of those matzavim. They're sitting on the, you know, reminiscing that we did nothing. This ben hazman, one of those, and even though we did do stuff, and I'm feeling a little bit guilty, because like all I did was give them life, and everything, and you know, and you know, so I felt a little bad. So I said to my wife, I said like, all right, you know, let's just go to Meiron. It's like 9:30 at night. It's like, yeah, but I ain't done Meyer yet. It's like, all right, let's go to Meiron. Fine. I tell the kids, no, we're going to Meiron. What? It's great. Yeah, really? We're going to Meiron. You know, it's next biggest sight in life. Biggest sight in life. If you take something which isn't the bar raised high, but you make it geschmack, you know, Bachram can make things geschmack, right? When we get married, you forget to do this, right? A Bachram can, you know, what do you want to do today? Oh, go around to the park, go over to, you know, right? What can Bachram? How can Bachram have fun, right? Every time you pass a guy in a Honda, wow, you have a Honda. You know the car is made in Poland. Right? Unbelievable. Right? What was your reaction? Huh? They talk about it, right? You can make anything geschmack. You can make anything geschmack. So I told the kids, we're going to Meiron, 9:30. We'll be there at 11. All right. We'll stay for like a half an hour. We'll drink some coffee, chai rotel. Dance a little bit, we'll come back. We'll be back 1 o'clock in bed. All right. We got out like 11, right? 11 o'clock. We got there at 1:30. We stayed till 2:30. My wife didn't have reception, right, in the kever, right? So I told her, you know, I'll call you to come out, right? And so I can't call. It wasn't going reception, right? I'm not going to be that guy that walks into the women's section inside. Again, there were a lot of them. Didn't have a problem. So at one point, I said, could you do me a favor when you go in, you know, get my wife, please. So we stayed there till 2:30. We got home at 4:30. And that was the matzah. I want to tell you about my trip, though. I want to tell you about my trip to Meiron. So I haven't, Meiron's Moyerdik. It's Mamish Moyerdik. It was Mamish Moyerdik. It was Pasha Moyerdik. The last, should I tell you the funny part first or the serious part first? Which part do you want to go first? The funny part first or the serious part first? Serious first, no? The serious part first. Right? No, I can't. No, because it's not in order. It's not chronologically ordered, right? The last half hour of the drive was difficult. You have to understand that this decision to go to Meiron was made at, you know, 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, and therefore I had not slept during the day in preparation for this long drive to Meiron, right? So, about the last half hour was pulling me was like free coffee. You know, I know I'm going to get there, I'm going to get a free coffee. And that's very nice for me. You know, so it was pulling me that free coffee. As a matter of fact, like when we drove in over there on the side there, when you get to where the gate is over there, there's like a whole matzav there with like, you know, the kids are like, let's stop off and get something. I was like, no, there's a coffee in the kever and it's free. I go to the kever to get a coffee. You get to the kever, you know what's going on there. You had the hose, you know what I'm talking about? Because like from the whole benazmanim, it's getting grimy and whatever. You get the whole hose matzah and it's getting, you know, you cut the whole matzah.
It's free dinner.
Yeah, well, it's quite a matzah. I go into the coffee room, and all that is, and I need a coffee. I'm very tired. I haven't davened Meiros yet. All that is there is you have those pull out, you know what I'm talking about, the pull out matzavim of coffee, right? And it's already out. It's stuck there because there's a piece of Turkish coffee that has become embedded in the plastic disc that over there, so that it's halfway out the thing, and inside there all that's left is a little bit of Turkish coffee which is clotted together, and it has been there since the Ottoman Empire invaded Eretz Yisrael. Right? And it's a little clod of Turkish coffee. I don't like Turkish coffee. You understand the lumpiness of Turkish coffee is that you don't drink it. It's just it's that's in mud. Right? It's like a tea. You understand this whole logic? I don't like it so much. And I need sugar also. And all that's there from the sugar is that somebody took a cow and milked it onto this clod of sugar. And you see, like, you know that color? Like sometimes there's no color, but sometimes mom's like a color already. You know? You know what I'm talking about? It was the most dreadful thing I was. And then came I needed like a cup also. Right? I was thinking, what in the world am I going to do? I'm not. I look at the cup. There's no cup there. There's like a bunch of these plastic cups there, and I'm looking. And there's also I shouldn't say that. There was the glass cup there too. You know the glass cup. You know the glass cup, right? Right. I didn't know they make them tinted. It's interesting. But I couldn't use the glass cup. I couldn't use the glass cup because there was somebody there, right? Who, you know, took the you had an evil towel, right? So he took the glass cup. You don't even know what I'm doing yet. He took the glass cup, went like this. You know, after he had gone like this with it. Right? You know what I'm talking about. You don't clap, right? He took the cup. I'm watching it. Oh, my goodness. Then he shoveled into the Turkish coffee with the cup. Right? Right? And then, I never in my life, right, with a pinky. And then he took the sugar with a pinky, like that. Right? Damn. Okay. All right. The tzach, atash, with Turkish coffee. I need a coffee. So now the cup, I'm looking at the cup. Right? I'm looking at this plastic cup. The plastic cup's looking at me. We're looking at each other. You know, I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, there's a Yerushalmi guy there. He lives there. He's that guy that lives in the kever. He lives in the mikveh. You know the guy. This Yerushalmi guy looks at me, and he says to me, in Yiddish, he says to me, I don't understand, right? What makes you better than the last 20 people that used that cup? I dropped the cup so bad. You know, I'm looking at the cup. Can I use it? Can I not use it? Why are you better? There's 20 people that used that cup, right? So my coffee experience in Meron wasn't so good. It was not so good. Didn't go so well.
It just wasn't.
Yeah. It wasn't. I was thinking, what am I going to do? I got to get this coffee into my body. I was going to take out like a joint and smoke it. I didn't know what to do, right? I got to get this into my body, and I'm not drinking it in a cup. I didn't push it. What do I do with this thing? Right? But then I went to daven, and that's the part that I really came to talk to you about. The davening was tough. It's machmoyridik. Why am I going to tell you this? This is not like my way of telling you, like in 2 weeks from now, when you guys have your extended 3-day yontif in Lag BaOmer and Meron. Right. If you're going to go, you're going to go anyways. And if you're not going to go, you're not going to go anyways. And if you're going to have them, yeshiva probably goes together, probably. No? I think, the yeshiva's going to go and you're going to go together. And inside the kever, it's like Yom Kippur. And outside, it's like Simchas Torah. And it's Dakim Moyer. I'm not talking to you about that. Why am I telling you all this? So I'm going to tell you what happened. I went there, and I went with my boys, my son, and that's fresh. That's fresh off. You know. First time you got a shout out, you know. And we went to Davin Meiros. I tell you, I will not forget that Meiros. Meiros Pashin Moyerdik. Mamish Moyerdik, Moyerdik, right? And it was a Shlemazel Meiros. It was a Meiros that wasn't supposed to be a Chashev Meiros. Because it was like, you know, that Thursday, last day of Ben Azman, you know that Yana Meiros, right? That's the Meiros when everybody calls me and says to me, there's no way to, right? If I miss the Tzvira, I'm out, right? That Meiros, why, you know, right? You know what I'm talking about. I'm out, right? You left Meyer early. Yeah, well, sort of. I didn't really come to Meyer. Whatever. But I'm out. Like, you're out. Yeah. You're not Meyer. So that Meyer was Mardig. Mamish Mardig. Meyer in the Kever was Mamish Mardig. After I finished Meyer, and I saw it by my children also. You know, there was Daka, it was like a Matmiz of a Meyer. There was a Kalis Matzev over there. You know, we took over the Kever. We knocked out. You know, Mardig. There was a Jew from Ramat Shlomo where I lived. And he came over to me and he asked me, Rav Kalis, I called to stay there. He asked me after I finished Meyer, Langa Meyer, Schmacher Meyer. He asked me, "A Kol B'Seder?" I said, "Then yeah, why yes?" He said, "No, because like you know, Itaka, the Meyer by us, everybody was very intense. You know, calluses on Ben Azmanim is not such an intense matziv." You know? And he sees we're all there. I'm chopping, you know, I chop like you know, because he saw we're all davening. He's thinking maybe something's wrong. Why we come to Meiron? Why is the whole family here? And why is everybody davening like that? I thought, I chop. I thought, "Are you on vacation in the north? Are you here? You're like vacationing. This is like the end of Benedict. Good, come. That's it. Let me explain to you something. Okay? You are in the north. You're on vacation. You needed a Meirif. Punk, go to the Shtibo. Might as well go there. They have good coffee. Whatever. What's the difference? I go there. I'll go down by Shiva. You needed a Meirif. So punk, you know, go to Kever Shiva by Chai to get a Meirif, right? You're in the north. You happen to need a Meirif. Whatever. You know, you also need to eat. You have to go to the bathroom too, right? Yeah. Me, I drove 2.5 hours to daven Meirif. I drove 2.5 hours to daven this Meirif, and I'm going to be driving 2.5 hours back for this Meirif, right? I'm staying up the whole entire night for this Meirif to daven with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Kever. You understand now why it's a different Meirif? It's a different Meirif, right? Let me explain to you what I'm coming to tell you. It's a different thing, right? Shavuos is the only yontif in the Torah. There is no other Yom Tov that it says in the Torah that you have to prepare. The Pesach, because anywhere in the Torah you have to prepare for Pesach, it can say anywhere. About it, you don't prepare, everyone prepares for Pesach for months in advance. By Sukkot, does it say anywhere by Sukkot? It says you don't have a Sukkot, you're not going to have a Sukkot, so everyone's preparing, right? Shavuos is the only Yom Tov where there is nothing else in the Yom Tov except to prepare. What's the name of the Yom Tov, Rabbi said? It's called Shavuos. What does that mean? It means the whole entire Yom Tov is what you did to get there. And the Torah then doesn't trust us. The Torah makes us count and spheres time. Everything is preparation. And the Torah still doesn't trust us. Maybe the guy's only going to wake up, you know, 3 days before and say, "I'm fine, shalishis to me agbala," something. Because the whole entire Yom Tov is the preparation. The difference between a Shavuos that someone actually in these days, he actually works and he actually does something to get the Shavuos, is the difference between someone that happens to need a Meirif, happen to come in, you need a Shavuos, you know, like what are you going to do? You know, it's geshmak, you learn the whole night, cake, cheese, or cheesecake, whichever you call it. Right. You know, and you know, and then we'll talk the whole night about like shilas, like you know, the whole night all the toilet shilas and all the like, you know, breakfast at Torah shilas, and that's the whole night and whatever. Right? The difference between somebody that prepares for a shavuos and somebody that just falls into a shavuos is the difference of somebody who daven a Meirif after traveling 2.5 hours from the five towns for Meirif, right, and traveling 2.5 hours back. That's the difference. So you could just fall into a shavuos. You know, it reminds me of a story. I haven't told you a story about the... I told you a story already? I told you or not? I told you a story? With the tzaddikim, though. I told you or not. With the closet tzaddik and the guy... I told you or not, no? There were two tzaddikim. I told you already the story about it, huh? There were two tzaddikim. I don't want... For the sake of the... You know, I don't want to... For the sake of their covenant, I don't want to... I won't say the real names, right? There was the one was the big Meforsim Dikat Tzaddik, right? Also, the story never happened. So, but the one was the Meforsim Dikat Tzaddik. We'll call him Anshel, right? And one was like the you know like the closet Tzaddik, like a Tzaddik Nister, like me, you know, like we'll call him Zundel, right? What are you laughing? Yeah. So, I told one of the Yigalai that the beard it's only you know new guy, right? The beard is only it's not real. It's only to Lag Bomer. He's convinced I'm going clean shaven after Lag Bomer. Right? The whole Kailo is in on this, right? Yeah, not he's clean shaven. What do you mean? I saw him at during time, whatever. Say this, you saw him during Sphero, right? Don't put out those recordings all the time. What? He's really clean shaven? I can't believe why. And he has like, no, he has like burns. They go to like Elvis. And then, you know, but like, he's convinced. He can't wait. Like, the day after Lag Bomer, the guy's going to come in, right? I'm thinking about shaving just to, you know. You guys are for sure love me, right? Yeah. No, what are you supposed to go now? I dare you, I'll give you $100. Anybody? Well, just leave the mustache. So there were two tzaddikim. There was Anshul and there was Zundel. Anshul was the greatest tzaddik, the before syndicate tzaddik, you know. And Zundel was more of like the closet tzaddik, you know, the tzaddik nister. As a, and they came together to an inn, and the innkeeper, Punk, there was a big merdik, siyata d'shmaya, he was making a bris the next day. Right, not himself, I'm with a kid. He's making a bris the next day. So he says, this is such unbelievable hashkacha. Look at this, you both came to my inn, to my great shema. This is great, one of you will be the tzaddik. If you're big tzaddikim, figure it out on your own, he'll be the tzaddik. But one of you will be the tzaddik. It's such a great thing. So Zundel, he says to Anshul, he says, look, you know that you're like mamish the meforce and the tzaddik. Everyone knows you're always getting shlishi and shishi and mafia all in the same Shabbos. You know, me, I've never been a tzaddik in my whole life. My whole life, I've never been a tzaddik. And you've been a tzaddik like every Monday and Thursday. You know, you're always a tzaddik. Maybe this time I could be a tzaddik. You let me be the tzaddik. So I'm just, what's the shot? I'm a tzaddik. What is this shot? Vadish, you're even a bigger tzaddik. That's what tzaddikim say. And you should for sure be the tzaddik. What's the shot? No shot. You're the tzaddik. Right? Oh, he's so excited. The whole night he's preparing. Preparing for tzaddikoyes. So first he comes to the Ma'ariv, and you know he's preparing to be a tzaddik. He's like, well, I'm with the Ma'ariv, I love him. You feel like the Shemayim's opening up after Ma'ariv. He goes to the mikveh, but he's so engulfed in flames and the kedusha that it makes the gold mikveh became hot. And he comes out. He says the whole sefer tilim. He says the whole entire sefer tilim. And then mamish the, oh, remind me, I forgot to tell you a story about the kever. Just remind me. The whole entire becomes mamish. That he says after he finishes sefer tilling, he's like on high madrigal. He's like the kohen gadol once he went with the big day lovin tonight, but he's going to big these up. So now he has to go to the mikveh again, and then after he goes to the mikveh, at this point the pashut is like this mechabeish, what do you call them, firemen at the mikveh over there, because they know it's going to be a matzah. Then comes the shachris. By shachris, this pashut is dead people near him because the zimri turned them into fireballs. There's more fire, more so much achana and so much achana and so much achana. Finally comes the time of the bris, and you can't even see him. You can't even see him. If anybody will look at him, he can punch you on the spot, he'll go blind. He's so much kedusha and so much achana, you can't even look at the guy. You can't even look at him. Okay? So they call out Kvater. And the Kvater comes, he brings the baby, he doesn't look at him because it's very dangerous. And he takes the baby and he covers the baby's eyes. And so now the moil, he says, what are you laughing? You don't even know the story yet. So he says to him, the moil, Sandik. The moil says, Sandik. Who's the tzaddik? You know, he's supposed to say name. He says, Chesnish, she's one of the tzaddik. I don't know which one. I don't know. Right? So he says, tzaddik. Right? So Anshul, the before tzaddik, it's tzaddik. Right? He goes, tzaddik. Zundel sitting there going, you can't do anything because, like, I'm a tzaddik, right? I don't believe it. Let's go. Bring it on. You know, he has, like, a tzaddik clothing. You know, it takes a plate. Chicken, you know, let's go. Right? And he's sitting there, he wants to say something, but what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? He's gonna say, well, you told me, it's not good for tzaddikim, right? Chil Hashem, maybe even, you know. So what do you do, you know? Again, after the bris, you know, he's doing himself, but you know, so Zundel goes over to Anshul, he says to him, we had a deal, you said I could be the tzaddik. Anshul starts saying, Anshul's the enforcing tzaddik, I don't know, I'm confused with the names. Anshul says, you bal taifa. He says, what we had it? You bal taifa was the best. He said in Yiddish, it sounds more like aggressive. But the best bal taifa was the best. So he said to him, but we had a deal. He said, I'm gehad, as I feel hachon, as the gehad the mayriv. The mikvus, the fire, and the miyachid, and the yichudim, and the psukim, the zimra, right? And the fire department, everything, and all the achanas, and you can't forgive me, you can't let me have that this one thing, just the bris. You had so much, and you can't let me have just the bris. There's a lot of truth in that story. The whole story is the Sheker Mochel, I made it up, but there's a lot of truth in that story. There's a lot of truth. In our literature world, the Achana Zachen doesn't go so well, right? In these weeks in Shavuos, these weeks beforehand, in order to have Shavuos has nothing. There's nothing in a Shavuos. You all know this, right? If you work now, what does work? Work means on Avos HaTorah. What does it mean working on Avos HaTorah? Do more than what you're capable. Can I tell you a vart? I want to tell you a story, but I'll tell you a vart first. Okay, I'll tell you a story, then I'll tell you a vart, and then we're closing. Right? No, this one I'll tell you the board first. I'll tell you the board first. Right?
What was story that
came? Yeah, no, that story. Yeah, the story. So I'll tell you the board first, and I'll tell you story, and then we'll close. Okay?
Do you have stories?
Chronological order, no, I know, but here it doesn't need the chronological. I'd rather go out with you guys laughing. It's part of like the, you know, dun dun. But listen, I want to tell you before. I had a kasha on Megillas Esther, and I never got a chance to ask it to the other one because at that point already we weren't like, I think we were separated. But so I had a marriage to kasha. I didn't see anyone ask the kasha, so I'm borer that the answer is like I'm saying because it seems to be it's like a pasha thing. She got up, she told them they have to fast for 3 days and three nights. She told them they have to fast for 3 days and three nights. All of Klai Yisrael fasted for 3 days and three nights. I have a kasha. Everybody said, you ever see callus after Yom Kippur? You know what I look like after Yom Kippur? You probably think, I know what you think. You probably think like, you probably, his stomach, like, you know, he take a selfie with him and the Lachim, Michael and Gabriel and callus and Raphael, and, right? Mama, she looks probably the same with like white and Kedusha and dripping with Kedusha. You probably, you know, me, by Moitzi Yom Kippur, I look like Esther, man. I look like green, garnished. I'm lying on the, like this, right? You know, halfway through Ne'ila, I sit in the front over there. I'm about to take ketchup and pour it, right? You guys think, I know you think, we're very big, a honky guy, you know? I know you think about me. Me, by me, ain't kemach, ain't toira. Ain't kemach, ain't klum, right? You think, I don't have, right? Some of you over here are also bad fasters. Who's a bad faster? Who's a bad faster? Don't be shy, right? You're a bad faster? Right?
Horrible.
Horrible, worse than me. Want to bet? Okay. Right. Did you ever bite the guy next to you? Achsay bolmes?
Eat my sitter.
All right, you win. But I'm the worst ass. I always think to myself, what would have been if she would have been Geyser Tynus and Shragi Callis would have been there, right? After 29 hours, Harmonuchas, no Shaila, right? 35 hours, already Ichveis, already Shain Gevein, Tchias Amesim, right? By 60 hours, Gilgul Shani, I don't want to go further, right? What would happen? I for sure would have died. Well, everyone in Kleisel after 3 days and three nights, there's no way I could have done this. No way, and I never talk like this, right? No way, with the voice and everything, never. Now, I'm sure there's other people like me, you know, you can go what? 4 days. you're not a good factor. You are?
Sure.
All right. You're not a good factor, no way. No, thank you. All right? Huh? 2 days the end, yeah? Yeah.
I mean, she was making people into good fasters.
Aren't you the cook? I don't talk Lashon Hara, right? Never. My neighbors, they're Gefarlich. They talk all the time. Okay? Just got that.
Sammy!
Five yards. You get to... No, but you got my cash or not? You guys miss me, no? You got my... I can't do this in any of the other shiurim, right? I spoke in a seminary the other week, right? Mars like, you can't do those things, you know? You can't do anything, right? Just come in there.
What high five?
Fell. No, you have what I'm saying? The kasha is great to kasha. I wouldn't be here, right? So I'm going to tell you the answer. You know what the answer is? The answer is, she got up, I'm borrowed. I didn't see anyone to ask this question, I'm borrowed, this is the MS. Somebody I asked this question, he got up, he said, no, it means 3 days and they ate at night. I was like, no, in the pasuk it says they fasted at night. No, that's not the answer. I was like, oh, right. 3 days, three nights, they fasted. You know what the answer to this question is? And you're going to expect from me some, like, you know, hoobie googie derets about, like,
they did
get to the Shema, or they died and they came back. You know what the answer is? I'm borrow, this is the answer. This is the answer, borrow. And I never say chedushim, you know that. This is borrow the answer. The answer is, she told them to fast 3 days and three nights, right? And everybody was told, wasn't me 3 days, I could not fast 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights is the most that a person, any person could possibly fast, right? So she said, the guys that can fast 3 days and three nights, they fast 3 days and three nights. And everybody else does more than they can do to the most extent, right? So the Shragi Callis, you're gonna fast not 25 hours, 25 hours and 14 seconds, okay? 25 hours and 14 seconds, and you 25 hours and 13. Okay? Everybody, you have to find whatever your 3 days and three nights is, that's what you do, and that you're doing for Klal Yisrael. That's what you do for Klal Yisrael. When you do for Klal Yisrael, 3 days, three nights, more. Right? I think that's a tremendous insight in life. That's a tremendous insight. I'm telling you now that the whole entire Shavuos is going to be based on how much you push yourselves in these weeks, in Torah, in Middos, and whatever you do, it's all good. So you tell me about what I'm talking about, coming to every Seder on time and this and that or whatever. I can't do that. I don't know what you can do. Whatever you can do, whatever your 3 days and your three nights is. So be honest about it and do whatever it is. If you can come to, if you were somebody last month that was coming to I don't know, a 12-star a week, a 13-star a week, or whatever, I don't know. So then you'll come to 14, and if you're somebody, I don't know what the numbers are, I'm afraid to make it too little or too much, but you get my point, right? Yeah? No, you have to do this, otherwise the shul is... Let me tell you one last story. I put out a Sefer, you guys know I put out a new book, they'll sell it here, probably on Sunday. Right? This is not my plug, my self-promo for that, right? You're going to see it anyway, so I can do this, all right? So I put out a Sefer. You saw it or you didn't see it?
Urban and
no, it's Yichud. This one doesn't have pictures. Relax. Right? So, Callus, 5 yards. So I put out a new Sefer. It came out on Thursday, it's out, right? It's out. We'll try and get you guys a good deal also, don't worry, right? Don't tell anyone I said this, but don't buy in the store. Buy it from me because it'll be cheaper for you. I won't admit it. If you ask, I never said that. They'll be selling it here on Sunday. You buy one for your friends. I know, it's on the recording. Shot. Right. So we drove up to Meiron, and I had the new Sefer in the car. I bumped. I had a old box of the new Sarim in the car. Not buy. You know, they put in these plastic. So I had one in the car. So my kid said, "Daddy, put one in the caver." You know, everybody else has is, you know, every, they put every single alone and journal and every whatever, every cheder jingle episode, you know, put your Sefer, in the caver, you know. I'm that guy who donates, you know, that guy that donates his Sefer to the caver, you know. It's like, okay, you know, I'm taking off the jacket, though. They don't need the jacket, it's going to rip anyways, you know, so, you know, I took off the jacket, I come to the cave, not my jacket, the jacket of the book, you know. So I take the book. No, what? What?
No. Mr. Ropar.
I don't speak Lashon Hara. My neighbors do. You got it? Yeah. So I take the book. All right. I'm so proud of myself. I'm coming into the cave, you know. I open up. It's a big school to see the letter of your name. I take the book, I put it right there, right by the cave. There's like a little beam over there, right? Put it like right there, right there. I see some like Israeli guy coming, the book is in English. There's, you know, footnotes in Zachem, but the book's in English. There's like one Israeli guy, you know. Yeah. He's looking for the pictures, man, you know. He takes it, you know, puts it down, right? Next guy come, okay, shine. It's American Breslin, a fellow. Comes over to the Bima, comes over to my book, takes my book. It's like, oh, great. You can see he's American, like, you know, he's got like, you know, he's got like American boxers. I mean, the whole thing, he's one big American with like longer pays, right? Right? And he looks at the book, right? And he's looking at it like this, like that. And then he takes it and he closes it and walks away. I couldn't hold myself back, right? I go as a back. I was like, what's wrong with the book? It doesn't have like a picture of me in the front thing. You know, you didn't know it was me, right? It's like, you know. So I was like, I thought for a second maybe he's Israeli or something. You know, speaking. I go, what's? Yeah, I took a chance. Like, what's wrong with the book? He goes, it wasn't what I thought it was. I go, what do you think? Like, you know, it's a book on halacha of yichud. I think, like, what do you think? What do you expect? He says, no. Oh, I can't. You're about to go down, my boy said. Hold on. Everyone should hold on for a second. Hold on. He goes, no, I thought, because like, you know, Kever Ibshin Baicha, I thought it was like Yichud, like Michud Hashem and Kabbalah. And so I was like, oh my goodness, he thought it was like, you know, Kabbalah for dummies. I took my book back. I think I'm going to auction that one off. All right, good job. It's good to last.
Good job,
Harry. You guys know this.